Lydia smoothed the wrinkles in her black apron, tucked the strands of dark brown hair beneath her white prayer covering, and headed to the front door, thankful to God for all she'd been blessed with. Three beautiful children, a lovely home, and a church community that encouraged her to be the best Amish woman she could be, especially since the death of her husband 2 years ago. Elam's fatal heart attack shocked everyone, especially since there was no family history of heart problems. After he died, Lydia had struggled to get out of bed each morning, but with the help of the Old Order District, she and her children were doing much better. Today, she was trying to keep her thoughts in a happy place, one filled with hope for the future, the promise of good times with friends and family during the upcoming holiday season, and a blessed Christmas to celebrate the birth of their Savior. Then she opened the door, and this man's presence threatened to steal all that she'd been working toward. "Hello, Lydia." He stood tall before her in black breeches and a black coat buttoned to his neck. His half-smile was enough to produce the boyish dimples she remembered from their youth. His sandy brown hair, now tinged with gray at the temples, reminded her how much time had passed since she'd seen him. 18 years. His voice was deeper than she remembered, but his slate blue eyes were unmistakably the eyes of her first true love, tender and kind, gentle and protective, reflective of a man she'd known as a 19-year-old girl. And now he stood shivering on her doorstep, clearly waiting for an invitation to come in out of the cold. But Lydia couldn't speak. She couldn't move. And she didn't want to ask this man into her home. This man who had once promised to marry her, then disappeared from her community and her life in the middle of the night, and on Christmas Eve, no less. But that was a long time ago, and she'd gone on to marry his brother. Thank goodness Elam had been there to comfort her after Daniel's desertion. Elam, the man she was meant to be with, whom she'd married and shared 15 wonderful years with.
"Do you think I could come in for a minute?"
Daniel finally asked, teeth chattering.
"My ears are frozen."
His smile broadened. Lydia swallowed hard and took a deep breath. She was trembling, but not from the frigid air blowing in from behind him. Had he come to ask for forgiveness after all these years? Curiosity compelled her to motion him through the threshold. As he brushed past her, he began to unbutton his coat and then hung it from the peg on the coat rack near the door, the coat rack Elam built. She scowled as she reached for the garment to move it, but stopped herself when she realized there was nowhere else to hang it up. Her arm fell slowly back to her side, and she watched Daniel walk toward the fireplace as he scanned the room, a room filled with memories of the life she'd lived with Elam. Daniel warmed his palms above the flames for a moment and then focused on her husband's collection of books on the mantel. He gingerly ran his finger along each one, studying the titles. Lydia cringed. Those are Elam's things.
"You've made a fine home, Lydia."
He pulled his attention from the books and turned to face her. His striped English shirt reminded her that his Amish roots were long gone.
"You are more beautiful than I remember."
Lydia couldn't recall the last time she'd thought about Daniel, but suddenly, old wounds were gaping open. "What are you doing here, Daniel?" He walked toward her as if he might extend his arms for a hug. She backed away and walked to the other side of the room. He raked his hand through his shaggy hair, hair not fit for an Amish man. He wasn't Amish, she reminded herself, and hadn't been for many years. What length he chose to wear his hair was of no concern to her.
"I just thought you should know that I have talked to my family and also to Bishop Ebersol. I'll be baptized back into the community 2 Sundays from now."
Lydia's heart was thudding against her chest. Had she heard him correctly?
"I'm back for good," he went on. "I'll be making my home at the old Kaufman farm up the road, eventually. Right now I'm staying with my parents."
He smiled again. "Ach, I see." She nodded and then turned away from him and took a few steps. She folded her arms across her chest and tried to steady the quiver that ran from her toes to the tip of her head.